The Israeli army resumes the bombardment of the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian death toll after 20 days of the Israeli onslaught against Gaza stands at 1,032, with more than 6,200 people injured. The fresh attacks come as a truce offered by the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas was rejected by Israel. A multinational group of doctors have written an open letter denouncing the Israeli war and crippling siege on the Gaza Strip. They say the Israeli war has a direct implication on ordinary civilians. They also condemned the Israeli siege on Gaza, saying ordinary civilians are living under dire circumstances. Hamas's political bureau chief Khaled Mashaal says Palestinians will continue their resistance against Israel's brutal aggression. He made the comment in a telephone conversation with the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani. Shamkhani expressed Iran's support for the Palestinian resistance. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has discussed the situation in Gaza with Lebanon's with Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, that is. Zarif says that the Islamic world needs to maintain vigilance to achieve the Palestinian people's demands. Hezbollah Secretary General says Israel's onslaught on Gaza amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Now, thousands of Australians have protested for a third consecutive weekend in solidarity with the Palestinians in Gaza. Protesters demanded an end to Israel's air and ground operations against Palestinians. Chanting anti-Israel slogans, they called on Canberra to break its silence on the killing of Palestinians. At least five people have died in a bomb attack on a Catholic church in northern Nigeria. Eight more have been injured in an attack in Nigeria's largest city of Kano. Similar attacks, which have claimed over a dozen lives in recent months, have been blamed on Boko Haram Takfiri militants. In Libya, nearly 100 people have been killed as government forces and militants continue to fight over control of Tripoli's international airport. Also, 38 people have been killed in ongoing clashes in Benghazi. Libya is gripped by the worst violence since the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011.